الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to Islamic Faith and Focus class. I am your host, Imam Dr. Hassan Amin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what the Islamic faith is and what it is not. I'm not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. Please call your friends and let them know that the Islamic studies class is about to begin. Also, please know that I do not apologize for any authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way of taking notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic studies class, welcome back to class. Those of you who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic studies class. Today's talk will be on modesty. Sometimes modesty, shyness, humility, they basically mean the same thing. And so I'm going to just talk about that just a little bit from the Islamic perspective, because I see now, and also it mentioned and some of the hadith are saying the Prophet Muhammad, that peace be upon him, that there's going to come a time where people are going to be dressed but undressed. And we see a lot of that right now is that people, they consider themselves dressed. Their clothes are very tight. They're very see-through. And so they consider that to be dressed. But a lot of time you can see more with the clothing on or clothing they have on than at any other time. And so the meaning of modesty, one of the meanings is the quality or the state of being unassuming in the estimation of one's ability. And also from the Islamic standpoint, we talk about being modest, not having clothing that is see-through, that's form-fitting, that is just so tight that you can see the person's form. From Islamic standpoint of view, it's not a modesty thing, but the men are not allowed to wear the clothing of women, and the women are not allowed to wear the clothing of men. So I just wanted to let my students know that from the Islamic perspective. Prophet Muhammad, may peace be blessed be upon him, he said, or said to him, I'm sorry, Allah, let me say that first. Allah says in chapter 24, verse 30, you can open your Quran up and follow with me. In chapter 24, verse 30, and it says to the men, say, O prophet, tell the believing men to lower their gaze and guard their modesty. That is pure for them. Surely Allah, is all aware of what they do. Allah can see a black ant sitting on a black rock on a black night. So he certainly see what you're doing and know what you're saying, because you have two angels, one on your right and one on your left. The one angel on your right side writing down your good deeds, and the angel on the left side writing down your bad deeds. And so even what I'm saying right now, angels are writing what I'm saying to you all right now. And so again, you go to chapter 24, verse 30, and you read about what it commands the believing men to lower their gaze and guard their chastity. And this is pure or better for them. And then in the same chapter, verse 31, so you all could go down from verse 30 to verse 31. And it basically says the same thing to women. And it said, and tell the believing women to lower their gaze and guard their chastity. and not to reveal the ornaments except what is normally appears. Let them draw their veils over their chest or over their bosom, sometimes it's called, and not reveal their hidden ornaments except for their husbands, their fathers, their fathers-in-law, their sons, their stepsons, their brothers, their brother's sons, or their sister's sons, and then they go on and on to mentioning other people or males that they cannot see themselves without their khimar on, some people call hijab on, or not dress fully. Now, in front of their husband, of course, they can dress and undress in front of their husband. And from their children, they have a limited, or their sons, they have a limited amount of they can reveal to them and still remain modest. But I'm going to move on. That's not all the topic of today about conduct. What is talking about conduct? We're talking about modesty. But let me move on. It's also narrated from Annas that the Messenger of Allah, may peace be upon him, said, there's never any, obscurity in a thing, but it mars it. Or there is never any modesty in a thing that it adorns it. And so you keep in mind, again, talking about modesty, and modesty does nothing but adorn something, make something look good, make it put in a nice positive light. Because you have that all the time. You look for yourself on TV and on social media, the dress of some people, and I'm going to assume they call that being modest. Or some man walking proudly with a woman and that she is not fully dressed. And then you have the man, maybe a woman walking with a man that may not be fully dressed, and me or she may consider himself being a modest, but they are not modest as far as Islam is concerned in the tightness of their clothing, and that is see-through, as very revealing clothing, does not show humility, shyness. So this is what I'm talking about here. And for yourself, when you look in the mirror, does it show humility, shyness? Does it show this at all? Or some type of modesty? Or are you revealing yourself to the rest of the world to see, look, see what I got, see what Allah blessed me with? Look, but don't touch. Or maybe you want them to touch you. I don't know. But the thing is, it's better to be modest in your dress, modest in your behavior, some shyness in your behavior, some humility in your behavior. Also, as narrated by Abdullah ibn Amr, which is the son of Amr, Allah, the Messenger, may peace and blessings be upon him, said, it is one of the greatest sins that a man should curse his parents. It was asked by the people, oh Allah's Messenger, how does a man curse his parents? The Prophet, may peace and blessings be upon him, said, the man abuses the father of another man, and the latter abuses the father of a former and abuses his mother. So this is not showing shyness. This is not showing any sense of modesty. You're being very aggressive towards other people. You're abusing other people. You're not showing shyness and humility amongst the people. You are abusing, very abusive towards the people, and this is not good from the Islamic standpoint. Let me read one other to you, and that is Imran ibn Hussein, may Allah be pleased with him, reported, Messenger of Allah, may peace be upon him, said, shyness does not bring anything except good. So don't be afraid of shyness. Shyness does not show weakness. Just be shy, just be humble, show humility. And this is what? It shows nothing but good. in that particular individual. It's not an unmanly thing for a man to be humble and or to show some sign of shyness or some kind of humility. It's okay, men, for you to do that. But and also women, for you to do that. I'm going to move on, my beautiful students. And it was also related that the prophet, may peace and blessings be upon him, said, modesty brings nothing but good. He's basically saying that modesty brings nothing but good. Shyness does not bring anything except good. There's no bad to being modest. Even and request your children to be not modest, be modest in their dress and their behavior, and your wives to be modest in their behavior, and your husband or the males in your family be modest in their behavior. I want to mention something else to my beautiful students, and that is it is also related by the prophet, peace be upon him. It said, it is written in books of wisdom, for modesty comes dignity. And from modesty comes tranquility. And also related by Amram. I relate to you from the messenger of Allah, and you then relate to me from the same book. He's encouraging the people to be modest. It brings about dignity to the individual. Well, a person who is not showing shyness and humility and modesty, it doesn't bring dignity to that person. If a woman, I'm going to talk about women for right now, or a man too, if she walks out the house and with her top, with her breast showing, popping out of her top, her clothing is tight, and you can see when she walks, she has a split in her dress, and you can see her legs on the side where you can see her legs. These are clothing very, very snug. Even for a man, he's showing parts of his body that he shouldn't, or clothes are too tight that you can see around his private area what's going on there. And so my beautiful students, that is not dignified. In a person, you want to wear the clothing as loose as possible, not as form-fitting as you may normally do, because that does not bring about dignity to that individual. They may think they look good or a pride that what it is, but as far as dignity and having dignity, it does not bring dignity to that individual. So I just want to say to my beautiful students that we want to stay in the area of being dignified and showing humility and showing shyness and showing modesty and being more modesty. When you look in the mirror, do you see modesty, or do you see I'm revealing as much of myself to others that really should not see me? As I said earlier, that the women are requested from Allah, are commanded from Allah to show modesty and to lower their gaze and to be and to show humility and not to stomp their feet or jingle on their whatever ornaments they have underneath them. Might be some kind of a thing to go around your wrists, wrist ornaments or chains or whatever it is. You want to bring attention to yourself. And a lot of times some women want to bring attention to themselves. And you have to look at that. Is that dignified? Is that showing modesty? Perhaps your clothes will help to guard you and secure you when you wear clothing that is loose fitting and not form fitting, and that it shows some sense of modesty. Here in America, there were some students that used to go to the high school, or they were going to the high school, and these were non-Muslim students that they would harass the non-Muslim students because of the way they other students, the way they would dress, trying to get with them, trying to come on to them. And then a lot of non-Muslim students, I said it to you before, they start wearing the clothing of the Muslim girls. The headscarves of the Muslim girls, the long loose garments of the Muslim girls. And then a lot of that decreased, that harassment of them decreased because they were in a more modest dress and it protected them more. And so my beautiful students, I just want to emphasize to you, modesty is very, very important in Islam. And those who are not Muslim, modesty is also should be important to you. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Dr. Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.